yourself, lets us be in peace. Ourself lets us be in peace. This is Dr. Herbert O'Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Ourself lets us be in peace. Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever wished for peace? Have you ever wished for balance and harmony and love? Have you ever wished that you could be relaxed? Have you ever wished that you could just let go of all the tensions and all the things that bug you and make you feel unhappy and make you feel sort of totally out of balance, out of base? Have you ever thought about that? I think most of us have. And we've thought about that many times. And yet, if we had the opportunity to be in complete peace, if we had the opportunity to just let go and let ourselves just fall into place on all the things that work out in the world, if we had no preparation for what's going on in the world, if we had no anticipation, if we had no unpeaceful moments, you might say, what would happen to us? What sort of things would take place in our life if we had no challenges, if we had no things that were really pushing our our buttons to the limit? Think about that. Think how you would act if all you had to do was get up in the morning, do your normal things, eat, take a walk in the park, and then come home at noon and eat, then go out in the afternoon and do some simple, understandable thing, and then come back in the evening and have your dinner, and then sit in your chair and read a book or something. Would you be challenged? Is that the kind of life you want to live? You say, well, it wouldn't be a bad idea. It'd be kind of nice to have no challenges and no things that are pushing my buttons to the limit. It'd be kind of nice. And then you say to yourself, would it really? Is that what you really want? Is that what you really want? I kind of think not. I kind of think we're here on this planet to be excited, to live to all the dimensions that we have the possibility of living, to move in all the directions that we have the possibility of moving. If we were here just to sort of be a vegetable, we'd be a vegetable. If we were here to have no concerns in our mind, nothing that interests us, nothing that turns us on, nothing that makes our life exciting and dynamic and wonderful, we would soon run away someplace to find someplace that did. We would like to live on a tropical island. Well, now, what would we do on a tropical island? It's all not just bliss on a tropical island, you can be sure of that. You got to have your food. You got to have your lodging. You got to have a place to live. You got to have a reason to get up in the morning and a reason to do things during the day. If you don't have these things, life is meaningless. What we want to do to make our life most meaningful is to be a person who has values. When you have values, and you live according to your values, life is wonderful. Life is exciting. Life is enjoyable. And that's exactly what we want to do. We want life to be exciting and enjoyable and wonderful. And the only way life can be exciting, enjoyable, and wonderful is if we have values. Now, would we want to live in a world where nothing was secure, people would just take things from one another and use things and with no regard for what another person had in mind for them and that the fact that someone else, so to speak, owned them? We would find that to be a very tiresome world to live in, because we'd like to be able to leave our doors unlocked in our house. We'd like to leave our keys in the car. We'd like to walk around naked if we want to, or we'd like to walk around clothed if we want, and have nobody see us or judge us or discern us. Is that what we want? Not really. We wear clothes because we want other people to see what our taste is in clothing. We drive cars because we want people to see what our taste is in driving cars, what our values are, what our character is. What kind of a character are you? You say, well, does that really make a lot of difference? Yes, it does. Are you the kind of character that just loves to go and do things? Do you like to get up in the morning and jump out of bed? Are you a character that likes to get your toilet done so that you can go about what your next project is? Do you just love to take a walk around wherever you live and see the countryside and just delight in it and just be at peace with it? Do you like to be able to walk through the woods and listen to the birds singing and the animals doing their thing and not be frightened or not be anything, just interested, just delighted, just enjoying nature and life with no fear? And fear is what makes all of our lives the biggest mess. Fear is what takes our peace away. For when we have fear, when we have irritation, when we have agitation, when we have feelings that things are not in balance, then we are not in balance. Then our character is not in balance. Our values are not in balance. Our morals are not in balance. Our untouchability is not in balance. Our self-discipline is not in balance. We are crazy, just absolutely crazy. And life means nothing to us. Now we can say, oh, I have so much to do. I have so many things to do. I have so much here. I have so much there. Well, it's not that we have so much to do, because we've been doing this so much to do for a long time and been untouched by it. But all of a sudden, our values take a twist. Our morals take a twist. Our self-discipline, our character takes a twist, and we begin to think about things that are not of any consequence for us. We begin to think about, oh, this person or that person has a bad thought, so this person or that person is doing something incorrect. Well, if we ever think such thoughts, we are taking upon ourselves the creation of our world. Ho, ho, ho. And if we take upon ourselves the creation of our world, what kind of a world are we creating? What kind of a world are we creating? Figure it out. What kind of a world are we creating? Are we creating a world of peace, of harmony, of balance, of love? Do we see everybody in our world our reflection, which is truly what they are? Do we see them our reflection? Or do we see them as a troublesome reflection? And if we see them as a troublesome reflection, then that's our reflection too. And you see, it's not the other person. It's not the circumstance. It's not that outer picture that we see. It's the inner self that we are. Have we disciplined our thoughts to be one-pointed on what it is that makes us happy? Have we disciplined ourselves in the realization that our character is so wonderful, so powerful, so joyful, so beautiful? Our character is so imaginative and so desirable that everybody looks at us and says, wow, what a balanced person. What a joyful person. They may not even think of it in those terms. They might just think, hey, I'd like to be like him. I'd like to be like her. They just seem to have it well put together. Yeah. And they do have it well put together. But how have they got it well put together? They've got it well put together because they say, I like me. Yes, they say, I like me, of themselves. And whenever something comes along to shake their boat, they say, I like me. I like me, I like me, I like me, I peace. And immediately, all of the hang-ups, all of the irritations that take us away from the valley of peace are not there, are unimportant. They are truly not there anymore. For our thought is not on them. We like to think that we have a good character. Well, if we have a good character, what sort of thoughts are we thinking in our character? Are we thinking in our character, I like me. I have a wonderful world here. I am a wonderful person. Everything is in balance. Everything is peaceful. Everything is good. Everything. Wow. Say it again and again and again. Build up in you this realization that all is in balance. Build up in you that you are a wonderful person, that you are a fantastic person, that you are glorious, because you are. It's just that you've allowed your vision, you've allowed your sights to be knocked off kilter for a moment. Well, get your sights back on the realization that you are a balanced person. You are a person with character. You are a person that knows who you are and what you are. And everything you face, everything you see, everything you do, you can handle it. No problem. You can handle it. And the more you get your nose in other people's business, as far as thinking they have a problem and there's nothing that can be done about it, the more you think about that, the more you have a problem and nothing can be done about it. Nothing can be done about your problems, your world, my world. Nothing can be done about our experiences unless we do it ourselves. One-pointedly, we do it, we're untouched by it. When we see something that needs our attention, we are untouched by the emotions, by the condition, and we just reach in there and say, all is balance. You're walking down the street. And as you're walking down the street, you're having a lovely walk. You're peaceful and quiet, and all is in right with your world. And then you see a fire, and it's burning across the field. And it's burning right toward a house. And so you say, oh my God, that house is going to get burned. Oh my, what do I do? What do I do? Well, a master, a person who is in charge of his life, a person who is in balance, a person who is at peace with himself, will immediately say, all is in divine right order. I see that house all in divine right order. I see the fire finishing itself, fulfilling itself, and now it is no longer. Now it is done. And I look at the fire and I say, peace, peace, my peace. And my peace is the fire is not burning. I say, peace. And my peace is that all is in order. And so as I speak my word for peace, and as I truly, truly, truly believe in my word, the fire dissipates itself. The wind shifts, and the fire is caused to burn over its already burned surface, which puts it out. There's nothing for it to burn, and it goes out. Or a cloud comes along, and rain falls on the fire. Or the wind stops. The wind stops completely, and there's nothing to generate the fire, and it just settles back to nothingness. Or the fire engine comes along, and they pull up with their fire trucks, and they squirt their hoses out there. Whoosh, the fire is gone. Or any number of things could happen. We don't need to say how it's done. We just say peace, balance, harmony. The fire is out. We do not surround the house with our pure white light of love protecting it, because if we do, it will need protection. We see the fire gone. We see the fire out. Whatever natural, easy, wonderful manner that the fire can cease to burn, it ceases to burn. But only because we spoke our word. We spoke our word for the first thing that the fire was there. Oh, you say, I did not. Yes, you did. Anything that happens in our life happens because we put a cause in motion somehow. Now, you don't know what the cause is, and don't go searching it out. You may go into all sorts of other things that are not beneficial to you. Just leave it alone. Just know that there is no fire in your world. No, you don't want to say that. You want to cook your foods and do other things. But all fire is in balance, in control, in perfect divine order. All is in peace. All is in whatever it is for it to be beneficial, that's what it is. Now, whether it's a fire, or whether it's a windstorm, or whether it's a tornado, whether it is a volcano, whether it is a flood, whether it is anything at all, we say, there now is peace, and it began with me. There now is peace in that fire, and it began with me. The fire is not bad. We just want it under our control. The flood is not bad, we just want it under our control. The flood is now in peace. All is in divine balance. All is in perfect peace. So, you go to your desk, and on your desk are a ton of things to be done. And a lot of things that have just piled up because you were not at peace, and you were not in balance, and you were letting other things worry you and take your energy and your attention that were unbeneficial. So you sit at your desk, and you sit quietly. You lean back in your chair, and you say, I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And as you sit back and say, I am peace, everything seems to fall right into place. Everything is harmonious. Our self lets us be in peace. Our self lets us be in peace. When we have a self that's self-disciplined, and we can say, I am peace, it is done. When we have morals that say, this is what needs to be done, and this is what doesn't need to be done. These are my values, these are my priorities, and the step-by-step that I do it. This is my character. My character is to easily and wonderfully do all the little things that I do so perfectly, so beautifully, that my life is in divine order. Oh, I love it. And I'm untouched by the magnitude of it. I'm untouched by the magnitude of this tremendous apartment building that I'm going to design and build and bring forth into the world. This tremendous skyscraper that I'm going to do. Or I'm untouched by the fact that here there's an earthquake or here there's a volcano that's erupting. And I merely say, peace. 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 Believe it or not, when you say peace, there is peace. There is peace on earth, and it began with me. There is peace in this volcano. The volcano is not bad. It's just that we choose to have it be balanced and peaceful. The tornado, the hurricane, the flood, all of these things that we find distasteful, they are not bad. The field fires that grow, we exacerbate them by our attention to them, by our news coverage of them, and all of these terrible awarenesses that we do. And that's not where our attention should be. Should anything come to our attention in our life that we find undesirable, we immediately stop and we say, I am peace. All is in divine order right now. All is in divine order right now. I am peace. My job is over. I've done my job. My job is peace. Our self lets us be at peace. Only when we are in charge of everything about us, when our values, how do you best spend your time? Worrying about the problem or calling forth the solution, calling forth the truth about it? All is in divine order. Where do you stand? How have you disciplined yourself? How have you disciplined your thinking? How have you disciplined your life? How have I disciplined my world? Is my world a world of unconditional love? Oh, you bet it is. Is my world a world of balance and peace and harmony? Oh, you bet it is. Do I feel sorry for people who have problems? No way, because I see them having solutions. I see them working out harmoniously whatever it is, whatever the task that lays before them, that stands before them to do. I see them harmoniously, joyfully, peacefully doing it. We're never given more than we can handle. But the thing is, we sometimes take on more than we should. We take on the problems people have rather than the solutions. We take on the world of a great concern rather than a world of idealism, a world of joy, a world of harmony, a world of peace. Every day of my life, I call forth peace. Every circumstance in my life, I call for peace. I love to rearrange the furniture in my house. Some people say, well, that's a symptom of this and a symptom of that. Go jump in the lake. I love to rearrange the furniture. Whenever I feel like I want to balance myself, I rearrange my furniture. I move my furniture and vacuum underneath it and get in the corners and I do this and I do that. And whenever I feel like doing it, I just do it. And sometimes I rearrange it two or three times because the way I thought of rearranging it wasn't as nice as the way I was thinking of rearranging it. So I move it around. Now, am I a stupid klutz for doing that? No, I'm a balanced person because I harmonize with my world. And I don't get all of my furniture rearranged at one moment. Sometimes it takes an hour or two, or sometimes it takes a day or two. Sometimes I bring a piece of furniture in and I take a piece of furniture out, and I just love to rearrange it. I've done this ever since I was a child. I always loved to help people clean up their houses and rearrange their furniture. I'd say to them, I'll be glad to help you clean your house, but let me rearrange your furniture the way I like to see it, and you can always push it back if you want, but let me rearrange it because I have some great, good ideas for your house. And not that it's bad, but my own creative imagination. And most of the time, the people say, oh, you go right ahead. If you're going to clean my house for me, I can push the furniture back into place if it's not where I want it. But just remember, I'm pushing your furniture out of place, and I'm putting it out of place because it's in place in my peaceful attitude. And look at it or live with it for a day or two before you push it back, because you may find that you get that same buzz that I got out of it, that same peaceful attitude that I got, the same happy attitude that I got, that same giggle that I got out of it. And so most of the time, when I did this for people as a child, they left their furniture that way for a day or two, and most of them left it totally. Only sometimes Daddy came home and he said, I don't like this new arrangement. I want it back the way I normally have it. I want to walk through the house at night and not bump into things. I want, well, all I had to do was say, everyone finds my design lovingly, beautifully, beneficially, and they harmoniously work with my design in every wonderful way, and they are just having a good and great and wonderful time with it. You see, when I do that, then all is in divine order. Then all is in peace. And when all is in peace, what happens? When all is in peace, then everything works out in a beautiful, wonderful, glorious way, and I am so happy because then I am just being myself and having fun and not caring about any responsibility that's not mine, living only the responsibilities that are my choice and my way. What is my character? My character is to be unconditional love. Hey, hey, hey! My character is to be unconditional love. What are my morals? My morals are to be unconditional love. What is my untouchability? Unconditional love. What's my self-discipline? Unconditional love. Oh, my goodness sakes. Myself lets me be in peace. I am peace. I am peace. I am peace. And what a glorious, wonderful, fantastic, Marvelous peace that is. But I am peace only because I choose to be at peace. I am peace only because I love peace. Only because peace is me. Only because that's my reality. And I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. Oh, I love me too, very much. But I like me. I like everything about me. I like everything I do, everything I say, everything I am. I like me. I like me. Like I'm peace. I'm self-discipline. I am unconditional love in all areas of my life. And living is wonderful. I know that's the same for you because that's the way I created you. I love you. I love you. I love you.